Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, oh, it's mic'd up. It's a Falcons Thursday. It's game day. All the above, man. It's a beautiful day in the city of Atlanta. A little bit cool outside this morning. I'm all about it. Actually, I had to turn on the heat in my truck this morning. I don't know about y'all. Feel good about it. Look, we got to dive into some of these Falcons topics. First and foremost, shout out to Levelons. I want to make sure I give them some love. My guy Brett, always listening. Checked on me yesterday. Checked on my fescue grass seed. It's starting to sprout because the temperature's lowering. Backyard's starting to look good. Also, with us having Sunday off this weekend, Bo, you know you'll find me at Buffalo's Cafe getting it hooked up from top to bottom and eating some little chicken wings with the family. So, look, man, we got to dive into some of these questions. I want you guys to kind of follow along because I have questions on what we'll see tonight that I kind of co-sign on what I think are keys to the game, right? And so we'll follow along with these topics. I'll give you some stats to go along with it, but let's start from the top.
Number one,
can the Falcons find a running game? And I say fine because it's been the key to the victory for it seems like 4 years now for the Atlanta Falcons. Got to be able to find that run game. When you look at what the offense is right now, all right, they are 22nd in the league at 102.8 yards per game, but they're also 10th at 4.6 yards per carry. They got to find the right situations. What is the proper, to me, the big question tonight is what is the proper backfield split? Bijan was on the injury report this week. Tyler Allgeier seems like he's heating up. When you look at the backfield touches, Bijan only gets the backfield touches 11 times last week. I don't know if that's the right number, but I know Allgeier will be a big component tonight.
I feel like you should go to Twitter for this, Bo, because I really know how much you love talking about the insight that you're given what to do with Tyler Allgeier.
Well, I've got three guys that think that Bijan is garbage and that Tyler is the most complete back in the NFL. And then I've got other guys that think the opposite. I've got other guys that tell me that one should be used as a blocker, but the bigger guy can't. All I'll tell you is I do not believe in setting a number. I think it is heresy.
The feel of the game.
It's absolutely the feel of the game, Tiff. You go with a hot hand, and last week Bijan seemed to be a little banged up maybe, but Allgeier was the hot hand, and you fed him, and it helped win you the game.
To your point, let me give you the numbers. All right, so the first 3 weeks, here's how the percentage of backfield touches that Bijan handled. 88.5% week one, 64% in week two, 72% in week three, and then that came all the way down to 52% last week. So I'm with you. I thought Tyler Allgeier was the best. And here's the other thing. I personally believe, after watching the way he's performed in blitz pickup, it seems like he's catching the ball a little bit easier at this point in the year. I think that Bijan is one of the most well-rounded running backs in the league. On the flip side, I'm not sure that Tyler Allgeier doesn't fit our offensive run game style a little bit better than Bijan, the way he sticks his foot in the ground against North and South. So I do think that you're going to need both these guys tonight in order to find that ground game.
I mean, I believe that this is one of the reasons why there's a lot of envy in the league around our backfield is because we have two dynamic running backs. I just think you feed the hot hand. I don't think you need to be stuck to one or the other. You see, it's all – Tiff said it. Flow of the game.
All right, I agree with you. Let's move on.
Number two.
Question number two tonight. What in the world – I don't even want to use the expletives I thought I was going to use. What in the world is the third down game plan tonight for the offense? Let me give you a couple of stats. You want the good news or the bad news first as far as third down goes?
I don't care.
Bad news.
Yeah, bad news.
Bad news. You want the bad news? The Falcons ranked 29th in the league at 26% on third down. Mm-hmm. All right, the good news is that only 38% of your sets of downs have actually gotten to third down, which is third in the NFL. That means you're going to first and second, and you're picking up first downs, right? The problem is that when you get that far down, it's not very good. All right, and so
if you get the third down, the drive ends.
Dude, let me tell you something right now, too, and everybody knows it. Todd Bowles is going to blitz you tonight. And he's third or fourth in the league as far as blitz percentage goes. He's going to blitz you often, especially on third down with Kirk Cousins not moving very well. So I don't know what I think the game plan will be, but, man, you better get that pill out of the pocket because he's going to be coming with it.
The plan would be on schedule. No negative plays on first down or second down, and stop the penalties. These big penalties are killing drives. We had everybody wants to talk about what Bijan didn't do last week. You know what he did do? Caught a screen pass and housed it. But you know what? You had a ticky-tack penalty that I don't think should have been called.
That was awful.
Called, and it brought it back. That's the problem right now, is it's not just – we're not staying on schedule in some of these drives. And then some of that is coupled with these ridiculous penalties that are long penalties that are putting you way behind the sticks.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
Number three,
is it even possible to affect Baker Mayfield tonight? Is it even possible? I gave you the numbers earlier. When you look at the breakdown of what he's doing, he is getting the ball out now 10% faster than he has throughout his career. Those balls are coming out 2.5 seconds or under. He's also not throwing the ball downfield near as much. I think 14% of his passes in his career have been over 20 yards. That's down to 7% under Liam Cohen. All right, so he is getting the ball out now. Now, let me give you the defensive side of this. All right, 50% of the drives against the Falcons defense have resulted in points. We talk about bend but don't break. All right, so basically what that says is teams are getting in field goal range and they're able to kick field goals. And I think that, look, when you look at week one, that's a prime example. Pittsburgh doesn't even score and they're able to go to victory. So 50% of the drives against the Falcons defense have resulted in points. That's actually 28th in the NFL. Also, Falcons defense known for doing a lot of zone cover three. Baker Mayfield completing 72% of his passes against zone. Guys, is it even possible to affect Baker Mayfield tonight when he's getting the ball out so fast?
You mentioned injuries on the offensive line, did you not, Bo?
Yeah, they're a little banged up. Even their center, Barton, has been banged up, Tiff, in practice. It looks like he's going to be a go. They're missing Luke Gadecki.
There is a possibility that, they could get it going, get the pressure going on the quarterback, given some key pieces are being out.
Well, comfortable for a quarterback is not just sitting back there and slinging quick passes, right? It's more than that. What's the down and distance? Can you stop? Can you do enough to prevent them from gaining big gains on first and second down in the run game as well? Take that away. Do you slightly hug up without coming too far up because they have two home run threats and Godwin and Evans? And Bucky Irvin is a kid that can let one get away as well. So do you try to play don't come completely out of what you do, but just play a hair or two tighter on the line of scrimmage?
But he can extend the play, and he usually is. I think he's going side to side more so than not.
Yeah.
Anything is better than him sitting back there and throwing it in less than 2 seconds.
I'm glad you brought up Mike Evans.
Number four,
which Mike Evans will we see? We saw two different versions last year. He go down to Tampa. He obviously is doing a lot of good things. He comes to the Bens. You don't even hear from Mike Evans, right? It's like it was a tale of two different games. Let me give you the stats, though, and the biggest thing is the target. Through the first three games this year, Mike Evans was only targeted 15 times by Baker Mayfield in Liam Cohen's offense. Last week, 14. All right, 15 times through the first 3 weeks combined. Last week, 14 alone. Which version will we get of Mike Evans tonight? I think it's a huge key to victory to be able to shut him down with the injuries they have at wide receiver.
Well, Tiff, Mike Evans has played 18 games in his career against the Falcons. He's only gone, he hasn't done much, just 92 catches for 1,400 yards and 11 touchdowns.
No big deal.
So I don't know who Mike Evans is, but I don't think he's, I'm just kidding. I don't know.
Mike Evans is Mike Evans. Don't poke the bear, man.
You know what? To me, a good night is if Mike Evans has 7 catches for 89 yards and no touchdowns. You know why?
Ooh.
Because that means there was no 60-yarder in there. There's no big play. You kind of let him get his without letting him get off.
Yeah. Well, let me just tell you this.
Or go
I would
off.
Kill for one of the – yeah.
That's, I don't know, you I was just, concerned. Dude,
yeah, I don't know. Pause. I will say this. I would kill for one of the Falcons to have 7 catches for 89 yards.
Number 5.
Because number 5 is, who is the Falcons' third-down playmaker? Who is it? We have to identify this if the season is going to get pointed in the right direction offensively. I mentioned Todd Bowles' defense earlier. They are 4th in the NFL in blitz rate at 35%. Cousins is 27th in yards per pass attempt against the blitz. Something has got to give. You got to find a playmaker to step up. I know people keep pointing to Kyle Pitts. We've talked about it for days, weeks, almost years, months, whatever right now. I don't think it's Kyle Pitts. Drake London, Ray McLeod's been that guy. I'm a massive Darnell Mooney fan. Maybe Bijan becomes more involved. Who is the Falcons' third down playmaker tonight? Got to figure it out.
I think it's Darnell Mooney. I think Darnell has been the guy that has his – Drake London has chemistry with Kirk Cousins, and it is very apparent because Kirk Cousins absolutely trusts Drake London. If he puts it in there in a tight coverage, the ball is either knocked – it's either caught – or he runs the route well enough that you cannot undercut him.
Mm.
However,
body that thing up.
Darnell and Ray Ray have been the guys that have been getting open, Tiff, in those moments when needed to be. So he's always looking to Darnell, but his safety blanket right now, which should be the tight end, is Drake London.
Mm.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm just frustrated.
That's Mike.
I apologize.
Thank you guys.
I'm sorry for yelling.
Let's go
Tiffany.
Get a dub tonight. Let's
Please
go.
Don't look at me that way. I know Let's go. You're disappointed in me, and I apologize.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.